It's coming up 12:05, and Barry Soper, political editor, with us. Hello, Barry.
G'day, Larry.
It goes on and on, and anyway.
Yes, it does.
So, but this is really interesting, isn't it? The New Zealand First Board, it's just a mystery.
Yeah, well, you know, when you consider other political parties, their boards are very much in the public arena, but New Zealand First has decided, and don't forget it's this board, along with its MPs, who will make the decision on which party, National or Labour, will govern for the next 3 years. What Winston Peters, how he rationalises this, is he said that the board members aren't politicians, they're New Zealanders who believe in the party and wish to make a contribution to the decision-making process. Well, that's a bit of an understatement, but he said putting their name forward to serve on the board, they don't expect to have their privacy invaded and become public figures. He said, New Zealand First values transparency, but they also value an individual's privacy, especially when they volunteer their services. Well, if you read the Herald this morning, the board is in there anyway. It's led by a former MP in terms of the president, Brent Catchpole. So if you want to look up on who is in the board, because really few of the people will be known anyway.
Right, and but is the board there? Is it a guesstimate or what is it? Is it the real thing, the real deal, the board? Or?
Oh, yeah. They are a properly constituted board. Winston Peters...
I'm a bit behind the eight ball here, but Winston Peters hasn't told us who the board is, and it's not on their website.
No, it's not. And
so we've got all these names, but are they the board or not?
Yes, as I understand it, they are. Yeah. I think probably the problem is, Larry, that unlike any other political party, New Zealand First singularly has to decide who the government is. It was different for the Māori Party, for ACT, for United Future. The three of them basically coalesced with National to form the government for the past 9 years. Whereas New Zealand First, I guess they're sensitive about the people, and the people on the board probably don't want their names known.
Well, they're elected. It's more to the point. I was going to ask you, is there in fact a board? They're elected by the members, so normally that sort of thing is public anyway. What say does the board have in this, do you believe?
Well, the point is, Larry, that Winston Peters repeatedly tells journalists that, look, if you didn't want to know who the board was, you should have gone along to our annual general meeting and you would have found out, which is probably fair enough. But they weren't that interesting then as they are now. He said his board is on standby, he has said, and is ready to come to Wellington at a moment's notice. Now, that's not so sure. It seems, if you listen to Winston Peters, they've got other things to do.
This country's the same size as Japan, same size as the UK. We're not a little sort of island nation, so it takes people time to organise things, particularly since we're coming up to Friday, Saturday and Sunday. So I have to find out in the next few hours exactly where everyone stands, and I want to ensure that everybody on that board that can possibly be there gets there. I mean, we've got people who've got funerals to go to, other things they've got to do.
Yeah, well, that statement, Larry, that he said that everybody on that board can be in Wellington, he wants to ensure that if they can be, they'll be there. Now, to me, that means that he'd live with maybe one or two not in Wellington. For her part, Jacinda Ardern, she wasn't about to criticise Peters, obviously, for delaying a decision when she emerged from talks, making a statement, but refusing to answer any questions.
This has been a robust process. It's been an important process. It's a given that this process should take some time. We need to make sure we're making a considered decision about the future of New Zealand. This is about the kind of government that's going to be created to govern New Zealand over the next 3 years. I think it's only reasonable that we take this length of time to make sure that relationship is right and that we have built consensus over important areas.
You're probably wondering, Larry, where Bill English is in all of this. Well, seen from time to time, that is, but certainly not heard is the answer. For him, it's an easy ride down from his lift on the ninth floor of the Beehive to the meeting room on the second floor, where the media's kept well at bay. No doubt Ardern, or for that matter, Winston Peters, would like to have that luxury. So Peters is at the moment, Larry, as we speak, in his final meeting with National now, and around 6 o'clock he'll be heading off to his final meeting with Labour and Jacinda Ardern, and then then they'll formulate an analysis of the past 5 days, and that'll be presented at the same meeting along with the MPs and the board. That possibly could take place at a pinch tomorrow. We may find out that later tonight after Peters comes away from his final meeting with Labor.
All right, Barry, thank you. I thought what Jacinda Ardern there was, it was reasonable. I don't, you know, I mean, it's actually a short time, isn't it, compared to overseas, forming governments overseas?
Oh, totally. And funnily enough, I put it to Winston Peters last night. Some people are saying you're attacking this with too much haste. Well, he laughed his head off and he said, well, it's he always gets attacked for doing it the other way. Mm. I mean, this man is going to be damned if he does and damned if he doesn't. It doesn't matter which way you look at it. He's going to be public enemy number one with either National or Labour at the end of all of this.
Okay. Thank you, Barry. Barry Soper, our political editor, News Talk ZB, now 7 to 5.